Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning. Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. And a big thank you again to Grundmeier Leader Services for sponsoring your daily dose of leadership information. As you know, sometimes in education, we get thrown curveballs that we just don't see coming. And guess what? Today, Thursday, March 16th, this is National Freedom of Information Day. And it's probably a good time to talk about one of those things, and that's the good old FOIA requests. I get it. These requests can feel like a real headache, and they're just one more thing on an already overflowing plate. But it's a fact of life, and honestly, it's also a crucial part of keeping things transparent so that we are doing things like we're supposed to be doing and not getting ourselves in trouble. So today, we're going to chat a little bit about how to handle these requests with a little less stress and a lot more know-how. We're going to talk about the legal stuff. We'll talk about how to manage it all, especially if you're working on a small team, and maybe where you can turn to get a helping hand. So let's talk first about the legal landscape. The Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, as most of us know it by, this grants the public the right to access records from federal agencies. And while state laws may vary, most educational institutions, and especially all of our public schools, we are subject to similar open records requirements. These laws are designed to ensure transparency and accountability, and it allows our citizens to understand how their institutions operate and how our public funds are being used. Now, understanding the specifics of your state's open records laws, that is the first step in ensuring compliance. That means that you may need to familiarize yourself with what types of records are accessible, what the timelines are for responding to requests, and any exemptions that may apply to you in your state. So once you know that part, let's talk about the process. Let's talk about managing FOIA requests, especially when you are working as a small team or maybe even on your own. For many of our educational leaders, handling these requests can add a significant burden to our already demanding schedules. And one effective approach is to establish clear internal procedures for processing these FOIA requests and doing this ahead of time. We don't want to wait until we get one before we figure out how to deal with one. So make some planning ahead of time. This is going to include designing a point person or maybe even a team that's responsible for handling these requests, creating a system for tracking requests and deadlines, and developing some standardized templates for responses so we have some stuff ready to go and we just need to plug in the information that's being asked for. But really, just having a well-defined process will help us ensure that the requests are handled efficiently and consistently. Now, another crucial aspect of managing these requests is maintaining organized and accessible records. This means you want to implement a robust records management system. Whether it's digital or physical, it doesn't matter, but regularly backing up and archiving records, that's an essential step for ensuring that information is readily available when needed. Consider the use of some digital tools and software that will help streamline this process of searching, retrieving, and then don't forget redacting documents. This can help significantly reduce the time and effort that's required when we have to respond to a FOIA request. It's also important to remember that not all information is subject to disclosure. There are exemptions in most open record laws that protect certain types of information. And a lot of times this is some student records that are protected by FERPA, of course, but also personnel records and attorney-client communications. You want to take some time to familiarize yourself with these exemptions and then ensure that your team also understands these and how to properly redact or withhold information when it's necessary. This is a good time to also remind you that, of course, when in doubt, consult with your district legal counsel. Which is a good segue to our next piece, and that is reaching out for assistance. You don't have to navigate FOIA requests alone. There are lots of resources out there that are available to help. State agencies, legal associations, professional organizations, most of these provide training on open records laws and how those apply to schools. Just don't hesitate to seek legal counsel when you encounter complex or sensitive requests. I understand they're expensive. Lawyers are very expensive. However, a little work ahead of time with the right person, it's going to go a long ways in the end. Think also, too, about building relationships with your local media and maybe community groups that will help also foster transparency and build trust. Sometimes we can get out ahead of these requests if people feel like they do know what's going on versus having to go this route to get more understanding. If you're looking for some more information on FOIA requests and best practices, there's a lot of information on the U.S. Department of Justice's webpage. You can get to that at justice.gov/OIP. So remember, today is National Freedom of Information Day, and it is a good reminder of the importance of public access to information. Let's use this day to reaffirm our commitment to transparency and accountability in education. Thank you for tuning into your Morning Boost. Remember, transparency builds trust, and trust builds schools. Thank you for your time and listening today. Hopefully you have a great Thursday. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.